It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's kind of weird to think about the future sometimes. Like, in 200 years from now, some college student is probably going to be doing a project on ancient radio history.
That's so true.
And they're going to find our podcast and listen to this very segment.
You think? Wow. You think it's going to be saved for 200 years?
I think so.
Oh,
so
I'm person in the future.
Yeah, to that future listener, what's up?
Hi.
We're all dead.
I'm Jose.
Sorry for screwing the whole world up, but you got this.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo.
I hope you get an A.
Anyway. For all the modern listeners out there, let's just get into Care or Don't Care, where I read a snazzy headline and see if my co-hosts want to hear about it or not. Like this first one. Turns out there's not always treasure hidden upstairs in the attic.
Huh?
Care or don't care.
Ooh, I care. What's in the attic?
Yeah, I care.
There's a 61-year-old grandfather named Alan Granger. He was hunting around up in his attic looking through boxes of old papers and records. And that's when he came across something that stopped him dead in his tracks.
Uh-oh.
It was his old birth certificate.
Okay, he's only 61. It's not like he's 112. It can't be that old.
Well, he couldn't believe what he saw. Because, see, Alan had been spelling his name with two L's for decades.
No.
But he could see clearly on his birth certificate, A-L-A-N, one L.
Oh my God. Newsworthy.
Yes.
So he brought it down.
And
he showed his family, who couldn't stop laughing, that Alan had spelled his own name wrong for 60 plus years.
That's wild. What if I found out Brooke didn't have an E on it at the end of it after all?
It
really would. Like, I'd have a crisis.
His wedding certificate and his driver's license both have two L's.
Ah.
He even has two tattoos with his name spelled A-L-L-A-N with two L's on either arm.
Invalid?
I think it might be a situation like that.
It means his tattoos are invalid, for sure.
His parents have passed away, and he didn't understand why his mother would have let him go through all of school spelling his name wrong without ever correcting it.
My guess is she has a lot of kids, and she's just like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember what I put on that thing.
In the end, he blames the mistake on the official paperwork person who filled out the birth certificate, and he said he's still going to stick with two L's.
Oh, that's right. Stick to your guns, man.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. A popular restaurant tried to make one small change, and now almost no one is happy. Care or don't care?
I care.
I don't.
Restaurants.
Well, you might know the popular American restaurant chain Cracker Barrel. They're famous for their southern-style fried foods, many of which are served dripping in gravy or butter or cheese.
They have good biscuits.
I can't stand it.
And recently, the powers that be at the Barrel shocked their entire customer base after posting something horrifying on their Facebook.
What was that?
Is it a vegetable?
They said, next time you visit and build your own breakfast buffet, why not try our Impossible sausage? It's out of this world flavor.
Uh-oh, Jeff is going to be triggered.
Within hours, the company's post had generated over 10,000 angry comments.
Why? Just don't try it if you don't want it, Jesus.
One person wrote, you just lost an entire customer base. Congrats on going woke and being broke.
Oh,
it's literally covered
now.
In gravy. You can't even taste it.
Someone else said, if I wanted a salad, I'd order a stupid salad.
Oh,
the rest of us don't want to eat your lies.
It's not a salad, man. I'm worried that America thinks Impossible Meat is a salad.
One man named Mark wrote, in all caps, you can take my pork sausage from me when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. Don't tread on my pork.
Okay, you
know, that one I think maybe went a little bit too far.
They're not taking your pork sausage away.
I love how easily triggered people are.
Oh my God.
I stand with those people.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
Then the comments started getting personal with fans verbally attacking each other.
Oh.
The pro plant sausage people versus the pro animal sausage people.
Do we have to be divided on
everything.
Single subject in this world?
In the end, Cracker Barrel said, we just wanted to give people options on the menu. We didn't think it would come to this.
Like, literally just give you the options, people.
Good
you don't
job,
have to
Cracker
it.
Barrel. You started a civil war.
It's Cracker Barrel, not Woker Barrel.
Woker Barrel.
Oh, man. Let's go to your next headline.
I'm so happy I cared about that one.
Yeah.
Brooke's glasses are going to steam up when we give her an
update on the poll.
I care.
You got us.
According to a new poll, we spend about 400 hours a year in the kitchen, or about 67 minutes every day.
Okay.
Okay, that's a lot.
And 4 in 10 people said they use recipes that have been passed down by family members.
Yeah.
And when asked what their favorite meals were growing up, a lot of them named specific recipes from relatives, like Aunt Olivia's lemon chicken.
Absolutely.
Mine is my dad's chicken soup.
My family's from Oklahoma, so ours is toast all goldenrod.
What? I'm not even exaggerating.
Is that like 4 different languages combined into one?
It's like white bread.
Oh, God. With
a white egg sauce on it. And then you take the yolks and you squish them in a strainer.
Ew.
And then there's...
You are the whitest people.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's an oaky tradition.
Oh,
heart
buddy.
Attack bowl.
Okay.
So maybe the most interesting part of this poll was asking people about their fondest memories from growing up. And numbers 5 and 6 were playing games with family and going out to eat with family.
Yeah.
Number 3 and 4 were eating meals and making food with family.
Yeah.
Totally.
Number 2 was the one that raised a few eyebrows, though. It was watching TV with your family.
I have good memories watching TV.
Yeah.
Like cracking up to like funnies, home videos, and different movies.
My friends all said that my family was weird because we would mute the commercials and then just kind of sit there and wait.
Oh.
In silence and not talk to each other?
I think we would talk, but they said that it was uncomfortable.
It was like a silent break.
Yeah.
The number one fondest memory people have of growing up was listening to stories from parents and grandparents.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is true. And now my parents just say the same stories every time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, shut up about this.
Here we go
again. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care!
What did one nut say while it was chasing the other nut?
What?
I'm a cashew.
That's cute.
That was care or don't care. Phone tap's coming up next.